Do or Die, a Ralph Compton novel by David Robbins. Read by Terry Evans. Wind River Reservation, Wyoming Territory. Five riders came out of the night to the ridge above the old man's lodge and reined in. They wore dark hats and dark slickers and were next to invisible. Their leader rose in the stirrups to study the valley they had traveled so far to reach, and when he gestured, they descended in single file until they emerged from the pines. Then they spread out and moved toward a gurgling stream. On the far side stood the lodge. It was old, like its owner. Matavish had lived more winters than most Shoshones and liked the old ways better than the white ways many of his people had adopted. He refused to wear white clothes. He refused to own white cooking utensils. Under no circumstances would he allow a white blanket to soil his lodge or his person. Some of the younger Shoshones thought Matavish was stubborn and silly. They pointed out that white-made pots and pans were easy to clean and lasted a long time. White-made knives were fine steel and held a sharp edge, even after hard use. And it was a lot easier to buy or trade for a white blanket or white clothes than to make them. But to Matavish, the fact that they were white meant all the difference. He wanted nothing to do with the despoilers of the world he had once known. He wanted nothing to do with those who treated his people like cattle, to be herded up and penned in as the whites saw fit. This particular night, Matavish had turned in early, as was his habit. Although gray of hair, his senses were keen, and when his dog growled, Matavish threw off his heavy buffalo blanket and sat up.
"What did you hear?" he quietly asked. He had not named